time to tell the neighbors that Charlie Evers' show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Okay, and good afternoon. Oh boy, what a great day it is. Nice and warm out there, and the wind is sailing. It's drying out some of the fields. Finally, farmers are able to get in and get some corn planted. Wow! Not everyone can do this, but it's slowly coming about. Let's hope that we don't get another rain in the meantime. I guess, you know, chances are good we will. But nevertheless, we're getting some farm work done today. Wow. And we got some done yesterday, too. 1:18's the time. And, yeah, this is a holiday weekend. I often think when we announce that the city offices will be closed on the holiday, they always are. There's, but I guess you have to remind people. But, yes, city offices close on the major holidays, of course. Always do. And how about water flushing? Is that about over by now? And what else is going? Oh, the water tower out at Tri Rivers. I saw them working on that the other day. And today I looked, and boy, it's taller than it was yesterday. And now here's an interesting thing. If you've ever watched this old house, you've seen the cement slinger. Now, this is a cement truck with a long boom on it that can go up over a house and shoot cement on the other side of a house because you can't get in by truck to that area, but you can shoot it over the, you know, through pipes. Well, that's what they're doing out there in that new water tower. They don't have to shoot it over a house, but they're shooting it from a cement truck, a cement slinger, and it's slowly growing taller and taller and taller. The new water tower at Tri Rivers. Yeah, it's it. I don't know how close you get to it if you're just curious to watch things like that. I am. I'm always interested in things. I remember so long ago now, listen, in Bucyrus back in, I don't know what it was, must have been in the late 40s, they decided to build a new water tower in town, and boy, it was a dandy. And I saw them raising pie-shaped wedges of that up and welding them in place. And then enough years went along, they finally cut it down, collapsed the water tower. They no longer needed it. I thought, boy, the time period between building and demolishing. Amazing. It's like that space between your birth date and your death date on your tombstone. It can be quite narrow. 1:21 is the time, and I've got I've got zoo tickets. I've got open air safari passes. What else do I have today? Oh, and I've got one free car oil change with regular oil, 5 quarts. From Bill Huntsman. Do I have anything else? I think that's... And zoo tickets. The zoo and the wilds. The wilds would be interesting. I mean, there you see African-type or jungle-type animals in their own habitat over there. But then, of course, everybody likes to go to the zoo. And I don't have Zumbezi Bay tickets today. I will, of course, next week have more Zumbezi Bay. Okay, so are you ready? It's 121 and a half. My first question today is, maybe this is an easy one. And as far as I know, there's only one commercial winery in this area. What's its name? One commercial winery. It's not exactly in Marion County either. It's close by. What is the only commercial winery in our area? As far as I know, 7403-39944. If you can answer that, give me the name of that commercial winery. I'll give you either the safari tickets or the zoo tickets, or if you would like, the gift certificate for an oil change of regular oil. 7403-39944. Okay. Well, so far, no one knows. 7403-39944, incidentally. So let me add another question for your perusing parallel. They're all up around Lake Erie. This end of Lake Erie, there are two lift bridges. Can you name them? I mean, where to their location or whatever. There are lift bridges, are bridges that lift up to allow boats to go through. Okay, do you know where that would be? Two of them, can you name them? I mean, they, you know, tell me their location, not their name. They have no name. But they lift up to let boats go through. And you can hear the boats, they have to honk. And the guy that operates the lift bridge, upon hearing the horns honking, he waits and looks both ways because he doesn't want to interrupt traffic, road traffic, too long. And so he waits till the cars are kind of cleared away. Then, oh, here we go. Okay, good morning. Good afternoon.
Hey, Charles.
Yes.
Hey, this is Sean. Is Scott there?
Yeah, he's in his office.
You know why I called the wrong number? I'm sorry, Charlie.
Oh, that's all right. Hey, congratulations on becoming a ham radio operator.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate
it. Hey,
that.
What now? What are your call letters?
Oh, you know what? That is. Let me look that up here for you real quick. Yeah.
I saw them on the internet.
Remember them yet. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So let me look at that real quick, Weber. Yeah. And thank you for the radio, by the way.
All right.
Too.
Hey, I've got a mobile antenna I could give you, too, in case you'd like to use your radio in your vehicle.
Oh, well, thank you, Charlie.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much for that.
All right.
My call numbers are KE8MFG.
KE8MFG. Now, that's interesting, Scott, because I knew a young man who had the same last three letters. His was K8MFG.
Really?
Yeah.
That's something.
Yeah,
that's
really.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. Okay, well, you can call Scott back on his own phone.
Okay. I can do that.
Okay.
Thanks, Carol.
Okay, Scott. Bye. Okay, Scott, Kraft. And he got his ham radio license, and that's great. And, boy, he had, of course, our judge, the Marion judge, for his tutor, who has been teaching ham radio. In fact, my daughter, Amy, and her husband, Timothy, both got their ham radio licenses after training under the judge. Okay. Going back, the lift bridge, there's two of them up around Lake Erie. There might be one over in the Huron area, I don't know, but this is more toward the west end of Lake Erie, or straight north of here. There are two different lift bridges that allow boats to go through. Can you tell me their location? They're not both. One is a highway lift bridge, and the other is for railroads. Yeah, that's right. Can you imagine a train coming along, and the engineer looks up and sees the bridge lifting up? He said, "Egads, how am I going to..." Well, they know way ahead of time, of course. 7403-39944. Okay, those are my first questions today. Where is the big commercial winery in our listening area? And it's been there for quite a few years now. And a lot of you have been there. I need to know its name. Then the lift bridge question. Oh, and I've got a bunch more. Okay, 7403-39944. Can you think it to your mind? Now, if you've gone to Lake Erie, east to Harbor State Park, it's not in the Sandusky area. It's west of Sandusky where these lift bridges are. I need to know the location of them. 127 is the time. A lot of people are going to be up at Lake Erie today. Oh, my land. Cedar Point. Oh, that's great. I won't be up at Cedar Point, but I can just picture the people having fun. You know, it's expensive, but people and the kids all enjoy it, and that's a lot of fun. It can be expensive. I don't know if they still charge like $10 to park there, and I don't know what the admission price is, but it's cheaper all around if you buy a year-long pass, if you can afford it. You know, and that brings me around to something else. Oh, wait, here's a caller. All right, caller, go ahead. Well, my caller is gone. Dropped off the cliff. Okay. What was I going to say? What was I just going to talk about? Egad, slipped my mind already. Isn't that horrible? But that's old age. 128's the time. And let me see, what else can I bring up today? I've got questions on parks, questions on the Civil War, a question on the Revolutionary War, a question on World War II, and a question on airships, and let me see, what else, and tornadoes, and airplanes. How about that? Think about that. Okay, but right now, I want to know the name of the big commercial winery in our listening area. There's only one that I know of in our area, a commercial winery. In other words, it's not just somebody brewing wine and giving it away. This is a commercial operation. All right, name it. And tell me the location of the two lift bridges. If you went straight north, you would end up seeing one and maybe also seeing the other, depending on where you're going. 7403-39944. And I'll have some other questions here right after the break. So how are you doing today? You're going to enjoy mowing your yard today? Planting flowers? maybe doing a little bit of hoeing around your plants? Yeah, I've got to mow the yard yet today. Wow. Okay, stay tuned. We're going to break here in about, 10, 9, 8, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We'll be right back.
Ted, did you know President Harding's dog, Laddie Boy, had a gold collar?
That's not so unusual.
Really?
No, he had a golden collar. I have a golden voice. Tomato, tomato.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 p.m. to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Guests like legendary civil rights icon and comedian Dick Gregory.
Today I shut everything down. My wife was laughing because if it wasn't for this show, y'all wouldn't hear from me. And that's why you have people listening to you that don't listen to other things. They want to hear you. There's something in your voice. When I got off the plane yesterday, my wife told me, she said, you know, your friend called in 1 or 2 days. And I said, well, move Wednesday around. and we do it on Wednesday and tell them I do the day date on Thursday.
Well, Mr. Gregory, that I thank you so much for that, because it is always a pleasure to have you on.
The king of all talk show hosts, Bill Donahue.
Well, you're very kind, and thank you, Scott. And I don't mean to look like I'm kissing a baby, but you are very good yourself. I will say this about you. You don't float a battleship of words around a rowboat of thought. And I'm afraid I do that once in a while. I do that usually when I'm least convicted or informed about my answer. The less I know, the more I talk. I think that's a lot of these are some of the things I learned over the years. The slow learner has learned after 5,000 television shows. But everybody should have the break that I had. A lot of breaks. And my hat's off to you. Thank you for your pursuit. I noticed that too. You reminded me of all the times that we worked very hard again and again to get guests that we wanted, including Ralph Nader and many others. So it's been a joy. I'm pleased to have been here. And I hope it'll cut.
I think it'll... WWGH Radio, now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. Join us.
All right, and let's see, the date today is the 24th. Tomorrow, at the Tallgrass Trail, they're going to have a weather hike, 12 to 2 p.m. tomorrow, Saturday. Okay, and the James Anderson says... It's a great way to get out and explore your Marion County parks. Tomorrow, that's 12 to 2 p.m. at the Tallgrass Trail. All right. Well, in 2 hours, how far can you walk? Hopefully far enough. And I've been seeing a lot of pictures of wildlife on the Internet, pictures taken at the Tallgrass Trail. That's good. Okay, going back to my questions today, there is a commercial winery in our area. Can you give me the name of it? And my second question was, tell me the location of two lift bridges in northern Ohio, in the Lake Erie area. There are two lift bridges, not to the east, but mostly to the west. Can you give me the location of two of them? One is for trains and one is for cars and whatever. All right. So we haven't had an answer on those yet, so let me go another route here. Another question would be, name one company, at least, that made aircraft in World War II. One company, at least, another number of companies, that made aircraft in World War II. Give me the name of at least one of them. 740-383-9944. Okay, you got that? Boy, the phone sure isn't busy today. Everybody watching. What are you? Oh, tonight? Yeah. Well, boy, last night, you know, you kind of held your breath to see if that guy was going to win on Jeopardy. Now, tonight, if he wins, he'll probably top the $2 million mark. Okay, here's a caller, finally. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, the bridges are Port Clinton.
Yes. That's what, you know where the other is?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I tell you, I'll give you the prize anyhow.
I'm not interested in the prize.
Oh, okay, fine. Okay, but there is one at Port Clinton.
Okay,
thank you. Okay. There's one at Port Clinton. Now, I'll tell you where the other is. Sandusky Bay. The railroad bridge that crosses Sandusky Bay. It's been there since I was born. And it raises, maybe a couple of times a day to let boats through. Okay, so it's that railroad bridge and then the one at Port Clinton. Two lift bridges. Remember the old Bay Bridge? It had a lift bridge too. But it's gone. That whole thing is gone. We used to go up there and fish all the time. But there's two pieces of that bridge still in use for fishing. Okay, now let me check off. Okay, the lift bridge question. I cross that out. Okay, now name at least one company that made aircraft in World War II. Now I told if you weren't listening the other day, I told our listeners a trip I had down to Urbana, Ohio, just the other day, and walked among the men building a B-12 or restoring one, and it's going to take several years yet. But these men are all volunteers, and they're all skilled mechanics and craftsmen, and it's just really out of this world to see the work these men are doing. They're having to rebuild or build parts for this B-12 or B-17, and before they finish it, they're going to enlarge the building they have it in, but they're going to have to. Oh boy, B-17s are quite large, and but boy, they really enjoy the work they're doing. That's at Grimes Field in Urbana, and also they have a restoration aircraft registration building. You know, other than the one building, the B-17, which is also a museum. But they're rebuilding another plane. And to watch this man work is just... I love to see precision work. And this man, you have to be precise in building a plane. And even at the stage he is in with the airframe and everything, the FAA occasionally will inspect to make sure that's all going together the way it should. Okay, now let me see. World War II Aircraft Company. Name one of them. Now, here's another. This might be a little easier. In World War II, we flew 747s. But after the war, the 747 was labeled a little differently and used sometimes for passenger service. I have flown in one across the ocean to Haiti and elsewhere. It was really interesting. So in World War II, this plane, it was a 747. I think maybe a Curtiss Wright 747, but when it came into civilian use, it took on another title. And what was that title? 740, if there's any airmen listening, you'd know that all right offhand. 1:39 is the time, and it's Friday already. A lot of people are probably decorating at the cemeteries. They do this every year, and that's nice. And you drive through the cemeteries, and you'll see beautiful flowers everywhere. And let's see, what else is happening? Oh, flags. Oh, the flags along the boulevard. I went down the boulevard today, and they were installing American flags up and down our boulevard. That was nice to see. And it looks like they were working, too, over in Veterans Park. And because they're, you know, come Memorial Day, they'll have a parade in Marion, as well as a lot of other cities will have parades and speeches. Okay. Let me see. Yeah, the flags, they look so great. I hope, we were just wondering as we saw those flags, and I hope they were made in America. You never know. A lot of the flags are made in China. Now, I've got a flag, and I treasure it, because my flag once flew over the nation's capital. Maybe it only flew for a half an hour or so many minutes, but it flew. And so when I hang it up every year, I think of that, and I'm very proud of that flag. It's a large flag. Those flags that you see flying over the nation's capital are rather large. All right, what else do I have here for you? The Army 740, not 747, what was it? Yeah. I think it was 747. What is it today? Okay, let me look at that once again. Now, 747, you know, that's a huge plane. I flew in one of those too. But the Army version, was it a 747 during the war? And then it took on another title after the war. Well, maybe you could straighten me out on that. Okay, now, another question. The Boeing Aircraft Company is based in what United States city? The Boeing Aircraft Corporation. 740-333-9944. I got zoo tickets. I've got open-air safari passes. I've got a gift certificate for one free car only oil change, 5 quarts of regular oil, at Bill Huntsman Auto Service in Marion. All right, and I got a lot of zoo tickets here. But so far, I still have all my zoo tickets and my safari tickets. All right. So, I'm trying to think back. D.C. Oh, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hi, Charlie.
Hi.
Hey, is Drummond one of the places that builds the aircraft?
Yes, Drummond sure was. That's one of the facts I even have written down here.
Yeah?
Drummond made the Hellcat and a bunch of others.
Right.
Yeah.
And then I hate to answer, is it Flying Boxcar, the other one?
Well, no. It's
no? Oh.
No.
Okay.
But here, what kind of a prize would you like?
You have zoo tickets?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Oh, yay.
Hey, what's your name now?
This is Sammy Brees.
Okay. Let me write. Okay, yeah. You've got two tickets to the zoo. And you can pick them up till 3 o'clock today.
Till 3 o'clock?
Yeah, right.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, all right.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. Yeah. Oh, I know. It was a C-47. Yeah, not a 747. A C-47 was the name of that plane, the title during World War II, C-47. But what is it known as today? And there's still some around flying today. In fact, a lot of them. Okay, let me put down here zoo tickets. Okay. Today is the 24th. It sure is. All day. All right. Okay, so it was the C-47 in World War II. What is the name of that, or the designation of that plane today? And at one time, that plane with a civilian designation flew to Marion. Lake Central Airlines flew them. Okay, and they landed twice a day at the Marion Airport. And every time I say Marion Airport, I think of Kensel Clutter, who was shot down in World War II in his plane way out there in the Pacific. And Kensel has been so active in doing so many good things. He's even composed a book on aviation of Marion County. I keep thinking, boy, wouldn't it be neat to be able to name the airport.
From NBC News, this is Today with Matt Lauer and Meredith Vieira.
Wow, that was a special morning doing the opening for the Today Show in 2011.
Yes, but you know what? There was a downside.
What was that?
Having to share a dressing room with Willard Scott. Smucker jars everywhere.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
This is Scott Spears, and I hope you join me Monday through Friday from 12:10 to 2 p.m. to listen to guests like these. Phil Donahue.
29 years, and imagine what happened during those times. And we talked about it, and this show had my name on it. It was wonderful. You got to meet everybody. Is the caller there?
Sally Jesse Raphael.
All they wanted was shock value. And so they put in producers to do that kind of show, and I kept saying, no, I won't. And I made a conscious decision to do what I didn't want to do because I needed the money. And eventually they put me out of my misery by firing me, and that's okay.
Cookie legend, famous Wally Amos.
And around the corner comes George and Barbara Bush. The first thing that occurred to me to do was to play...
Legendary comedian Phyllis Diller.
But it was kind of interesting because Phyllis Diller kind of always played on this, hey, I'm ugly image.
Well, baby, let me put it like this. I used to get so much revenue for playing witches. That's witches, as in Halloween. And darling, after I had that first beautiful facelift, I never again was offered a witch role.
Is that right?
Now that tells you a lot.
It definitely does.
And my social life improved.
Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m., right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Okay, we're back once again on this nice, warm Friday afternoon. Now, if you want to see, like I was talking earlier, interesting thing, the water tower that's being built out at Tri Rivers, they've been using a cement slinger. And really interesting. But it's going up, and I don't know when it will be finished, but it sure will supply a lot of water to the area. Okay. And remember now, during the war, this plane that was a real workhorse, a C-47, and the government had thousands of them apparently produced. And today there's still some around. In fact, I was looking at one just the other day that had not been converted from World War II. It was still had no seats in it and could haul cargo supplies and different things. C-47 today is known as what? What's the title of it today? The old C-47 from World War II. Now, don't forget, I've got zoo tickets, and I got tickets to the open-air safari, and a free oil change. All right, and I haven't had an answer yet on the commercial winery in this area. Yeah, we have one that I know of. A commercial, in other words, a winery that sells wine. They make it and they sell it. Name it. 740-333-9944. Okay. Now, let me see. What else can I ask you? Here's a hard one. Name the Revolutionary War soldier that's buried in the Clarendon Cemetery. Now, you'd have to be someone interested in history that searches cemeteries for interesting burials. But this Revolutionary War veteran is buried right in the back end of the Clarendon Cemetery on a small monument. And if you're in a car right now near that area, you can always drive out the cemetery and take a look. It'd be clear back to the south side of the cemetery. And he is a Revolutionary War veteran. Now, you know, in Bucyrus, there is a whole graveyard of Revolutionary War veterans. Yeah, it's on Tiffin Street. I was born right on the east side of that cemetery, incidentally, and really wasn't aware when I lived there. I knew there was a cemetery there, but I didn't know the significance of it. But it's a cemetery composed of Revolutionary War veterans. But now I'm asking you to name the man buried in the Clarendon Cemetery that fought in the Revolutionary War. Our time is 1:51. And boy, can you get that one? We'll see. Now, speaking of weather, there was one city west of us that was nearly, maybe almost totally destroyed by a tornado. And this city had the name of a previously popular singer. Now, what was the name of that city? It was in Missouri. I'll give you that hint. That city was in Missouri, and it was about wiped out with a tornado. And I can't remember just how many years ago that was. But that city has the same name as a popular singer who's long died. I can't remember when she died, but in the last 20 years. Has same the same name as that city in Missouri. It was wiped out by a tornado. Okay, so that's another question. And another one would be, where is the Boeing aircraft company based? What city in America would you find the headquarters of the Boeing aircraft company? Now, I wasn't in it, but I went past it once in a bus. Good afternoon. We're on the air.
How you doing, Charlie?
Yeah.
You went to Joplin, Missouri.
You're right. It was Joplin, Missouri. Yeah.
Right.
Okay, Bob. Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Bob Austin. Joplin, Missouri is right. City that was wiped out by a tornado. Wouldn't that be awful? Okay. Hi. Yes, let's see. You won the zoo ticket? Okay, right here you are. Yeah. Tell the monkeys I said hello. Hi, Ron. Okay. Yeah. Seen any good birds lately?
We've had red-headed woodpecker, which we never get.
Oh, the redhead. Yeah.
It's been there all year, and it had little babies.
No kidding.
And they're brown.
Oh,
they're
really?
Not like that. But they got that white chevron when they fly.
Ah, okay, yeah.
You can recognize them, but
they've
been there all year.
Well, that's something. That's great. Okay. Ron Brees, all right. okay. And let's see, what else is happening here? Yeah, red-headed woodpeckers. Yeah, I remember counting them on our bird counts. Some years you would find the redheads, and some years you wouldn't. Yeah, okay. Well, let me see. What else do I have here? Name the Revolutionary... Boy, that's a toughie. If you can name that Revolutionary War veteran buried in the Clarendon Cemetery... Now, if you're in your car and want to drive out to Clarendon Cemetery, drive clear to the back of the cemetery, get out of your car and go toward the fence to the... kind of like to the southeast part of the cemetery, and you'll see his tombstone. And then you can call me, and you can have a zoo ticket, a couple of zoo tickets, or open-air safari. All right. 740-333-9944. Or can you tell me a commercial winery in Marion, well, in our area? I can't say Marion County because it's right on the border. If you hiccuped loud enough, they could hear you in another county. It's right on the dividing line. A commercial winery. Name it. Give me its name. 1:55 is the time. And how are you all doing today? Oh, good, I hope. Of course, a lot of people are probably out mowing the yard or doing other things to kind of get spiffed up for the holiday, because you want everything looking good. And you can start flying your flags anytime. The more flags, the better, of course. Wow. The flag means so much. Can you imagine to a veteran in the battlefield, just to get the sight of the United States flag would have been, you know, a cheering effort. And the flag has meant so much to people for so many years. I don't know if Betsy Ross could be credited, really, in real life, to making that, sewing the first flag or not. But they have tours of Betsy Ross's apartment. I was there. 1:56 is the time. Now, let me see. Name the commercial winery in this area. I'll tell you what. Here's an easy one, maybe. Name the park that is located close to Marion General Hospital. A park located close to Marion General Hospital. Can you name it? 9944. That's our number to call. And, okay, the park that's closest to the Marion General Hospital. Now, that shouldn't be too difficult, should it? Okay. And what other? The Revolutionary War veteran buried in the Clarendon Cemetery. Or here's something else. This might be easy. Danny Thomas, who passed, of course. Oh, here we go. Okay, go ahead, caller.
McKinley Park.
Oh, Bob. Yeah, it was McKinley Park, yes. Okay, right. Thank you. Okay, well, okay. Let me see here. Cross that one off. I don't want to cross too many off. I won't have any to finish the program with. Okay, I still need to know the name of that winery, a commercial winery in Marion County. Now, I'm asking you this so you can win zoo tickets or the open-air safari. Or can you tell me this the C-47 from World War II? It's a twin-engine aircraft that could haul up to maybe 35, 40 people or a lot of freight of different kinds. Today, it's in use yet under a different title. Okay. Caller, go ahead.
Yeah, would that be Shamrock Vineyards?
Yes, Shamrock Vineyards. Yeah. What kind of a prize?
I just wanted to answer the question.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Yeah, Shamrock Vineyards. Dr. Quilter organized that. Remember Dr. Quilter? Yes. He was a very prominent Marion doctor for many, many years. Dr. Quilter and his wife. I remember seeing his wife putting the corks in the bottles. Oh, boy. So it's quite an operation still going on. I think it's his grandson that operates it now. Shamrock Vineyards. Okay. Let me cross that one off here to find where I had that written out. Okay, yeah, there it is. Okay, Danny Thomas is associated with what hospital? Danny Thomas. Of course, he's passed away, but what is the hospital that he's associated with? And his daughter. His daughter is still alive, of course. Name the hospital. All right, now let me see. Here's another good question. The Goodyear Tire Company, of course, has produced blimps for years and years and years. But now they're not called blimps because they're made a different way. They're called airships. They're not made in that big building over at Akron anymore. Now, that building is used for working on airships, but there's a new location for the Goodyear aircraft or airships. What's the nearest town? And it's not too far from Akron. And this town where the Goodyear airships are built is also noted for, let me see, what is it? Like Tiffin, flea market activity. Okay. What's the name of that town where they're building the Goodyear airships now? 740-38.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LPFM, Marion, Ohio. For Emmy Award-winning actress and voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll, sharing her experience of being in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
One of the big traditions for a lot of people on Thanksgiving is...